In the day's other headlines, Ukraine and Russia have been carrying out deadly strikes on each other's territory. Today, two Russian ballistic missiles destroyed homes and left a huge crater in eastern Ukraine. At least 5 people were killed and 41 others were wounded. And in Russian-annexed Crimea, memorials. After Ukrainian drone and missile attacks yesterday killed 6 and wounded more than 150 others. Russia says the Ukrainians used American-made weapons in the attack. That claim has not been verified. The State Department said Russia summoned the U.S. ambassador to discuss the incident.
I will just tell you what the ambassador said when she met with the Russian Foreign Ministry, and that is, of course, that we lament any civilian loss of life in this war. We provide weapons to Ukraine so it can defend its sovereign territory against armed aggression. That includes in Crimea, which, of course, is part of Ukraine. And Russia could stop this war today.
Meantime, European Union nations today agreed to send an initial $1.5 billion in profits from frozen Russian assets to help Ukraine. EU members had agreed on the plan last month, but objections from Hungary held up the process. The Russian region of Dagestan has started 3 days of mourning after gunmen killed at least 20 people at both Christian and Jewish houses of worship on Sunday. Investigators scoured an Orthodox church and a synagogue that were among the sites where the coordinated shootings took place. There's been no claim of responsibility, but local officials have blamed the attacks on Islamic extremists. Here at home, flooding from torrential rain has hit parts of the Midwest, leading to evacuations and adding misery to a region already dealing with an oppressive heat wave. Over the weekend, violent floodwaters rushed through Sioux Falls, South Dakota. In Iowa, officials say water levels rose above record set in 1993. The swelling caused a railroad bridge connecting Iowa and South Dakota to collapse. South Dakota's governor warned of a long road ahead to recover from all the damage caused by the rain.
We have damaged roads. We have damaged bridges. We did lose a Burlington Northern Santa Fe railroad bridge. That is the main bridge going into Iowa that a lot of commodities and different materials move on throughout the state. And between us and those, that river collapsing and going down the Big Sioux last night was a big loss for us. That'll impact us for many, many months to come.
National weather officials say parts of Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa have received 8 times the typical average rainfall, and more rain is in the forecast. In Maryland, the ship that lost power and rammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in March finally left Baltimore today. The Dally had been stuck under bridge debris until it was refloated last month and guided back to port. The ship started moving again this morning under its own power, accompanied by a Coast Guard escort. Its destination was Norfolk, Virginia, where the Dolly's remaining containers will be removed and where it will undergo repairs. The Supreme Court said today it will hear its first case involving medical care for transgender youth, taking up what has become a politically polarizing issue across the country. The case involves a Biden administration appeal of a Tennessee law that restricts gender-affirming care for minors. Lawyers for the teens involved told the justices that, quote, without this court's prompt intervention, transgender youth and their families will remain in limbo. Arguments will take place in the fall. Today marks 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, ending the constitutional right to an abortion.
My body! My choice!
Abortion rights advocates gathered on the steps of the Supreme Court to mark the anniversary and criticize the ruling. They exchanged verbal clashes with anti-abortion activists. Vice President Kamala Harris also weighed in today. She condemned former President Donald Trump for his record on reproductive rights during a campaign stop in Maryland.
Today, our daughters know fewer rights than their grandmothers. This is a healthcare crisis, and we all know who was to blame. Donald Trump.
The former president nominated 3 conservative justices to the Supreme Court prior to the overturning of Roe. On the campaign trail, Mr. Trump has repeatedly claimed credit for the decision. Civil liberties groups filed a lawsuit today to block a Louisiana law that requires the 10 Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom. The suit filed in federal court says that the state's main interest in passing the measure is, quote, to impose religious beliefs on public school children regardless of the harm to students and families. The language of the law insists that the commandments are, quote, foundational documents of our state and national government. They're due to be in classrooms by the start of next year. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 260 points to close above 39,400. The NASDAQ dropped nearly 200 points after hitting records last week. The S&P 500 also ended lower. Still to come on the NewsHour, Amy Walter and Francesca Chambers break down the latest political headlines. The loss of one of the world's largest sources of groundwater threatens farming on America's Great Plains. And LaToya Ruby Frazier's activist approach to making art comes together in her first retrospective.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.